At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, here we go, guys. Welcome back to NFL preseason. This is actually week two, but there was only one game, the Hall of Fame game, last week. This week, we got all the teams that are playing. Most teams are playing today. The game's tomorrow. There's only two games tomorrow, which is the Dolphins and the Bears, and the Saints and the Chargers tomorrow. What's going on, guys? If you're just coming in, this is what we do. We're covering all things NFL, all things preseason. If you haven't been around today, I will give you all of the updates. I will give you all of the 4-on-1 on all of the games and make sure that we're all up to speed on everything that happened on this big preseason Saturday. So welcome in, guys. Thanks for coming in. What's going on? Right now, I got the Jets game on. The Jets are beating the Green Bay Packers 14-3 right now. Justin Fields looked really good when he came out on his first drive. Justin Fields looked amazing. Yuchi, are you in the house, bro? Because if you are, it is great to see you, my friend. So let's go ahead and get into it. I'm not going to bullcrap on the scores or any of that. Right now, the Steelers are up 21-15 over the Jaguars in the third quarter, 4 minutes to go. Cowboys and the Rams are playing at LA. The Rams are up 17-6 over the Dallas Cowboys right now. And Stetson Bennett showed up for the Rams and actually put on a really good show for his first game back as a Ram. The Titans and the Buccaneers are playing in Tampa. The Bucs are up 13-7 over the Titans, third quarter with 12 minutes and 7 seconds left to go. Bucs are up 13-7 over the Titans, third quarter with 12 minutes and 7 seconds left to go. The Packers and the Jets once again are playing. The Packers are losing to the Jets right now 14-3. The Chiefs are up all over the Cardinals right now, 14-3 in the second quarter, 4:04. Patrick Mahomes has a touchdown pass in the game. Broncos and the 49ers are playing. The 49ers are up 9-0 over the Denver Broncos right now. And in case you guys missed the action from the earlier preseason games, today at 1 o'clock, the Giants played the Bills, and Jackson Dart looked amazing today. The Giants won 34-25, but the story of the day was Jackson Dart for the Giants looked really good. The Texans and the Vikings played at 4 o'clock with the Vikings beating the Texans 20-10. That was at 4 o'clock this afternoon. J.J. McCarthy had 30 yards passing. Not much to see in that game there. Then we have the Colts and the Ravens play. The Ravens beat the Colts 24-16 in that one. We had the Eagles and the Bengals that played last night. The Eagles won 34-27 in that one. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase looked amazing. They came out. Ja'Marr Chase had a touchdown, caught four balls for like 80 yards. Raiders and the Seahawks played as well yesterday, tied 23-23. Lions and the Falcons played. That game ended at 17-10. Browns and the Panthers played. The story of the day was Shedeur Sanders for the Browns. Lit it up, 14-23, 138 yards, two touchdowns. Kid did good. So that is your preseason action. If the comments aren't jumping, we will not stay. So I see a lot of people are coming in, but obviously this is an interactive live. If we have the comments and the live is popping, then we'll stay and do it. And if not, then we will hop on off of here. So I'll give you guys a chance to come on in. Desiree, what's up? It's been dead all day, girl. Dead all day. And I certainly don't like talking to myself, so I'm gonna give it a chance. But if the comments aren't any better than this afternoon, I am not doing it. Love you guys. Love you guys, but if there's no comments, I ain't got nothing to talk about. I'm damn sure not talking to myself. It's been a long day already. But good to see you, Des. Good to see you. Steelers. So yeah. Steelers are up 21-15 over the Jags. Real sad about the Will Howard situation. The 70-yard field goal. Tell me about that. Tell me about the 70-yard field goal. Kai Guy, what's going on, man? Welcome in. I did not hear about the 70-yarder, but if that happened, that's insane. Jags punter. Is that right? Jags punter hit a 70-yard field goal. That's insane. Wow. I got to go back and watch that. What's up, guys? Welcome into the live. Hope your Saturday night is going well. Mine's going good. Kind of been a ghost town today, Des. I don't know what's happening. But I tried to hang with it for like a couple hours earlier. There were just like not many comments coming in. I just couldn't do it anymore. I can't sit here without no comments. So I don't know if I got some kind of block going on or what the hell is going on today, but it's weird. Texans versus the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy came out. He had 30 yards passing. Jordan Addison played today. He had 3 receptions. I think he was one of the only ones that caught balls for the Vikings. The Vikings beat the Texans 20-10. So, not a whole lot to see there. The first game today was good. The Giants game. Jackson Dart looked really good this afternoon. Jackson Dart looked good. Guys, hit those comments. Let's talk. CJ Stroud did not play, Dez. Nope, CJ Stroud didn't play, and JJ McCarthy only played for 1 series. I know, right? I was surprised, though. A lot of teams actually played their first string starters. Do you think if Allen was playing, the outcome would have been different? In the Bills game? Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, the Giants won 34-25, but really the Giants, you know, kind of dominated with Jackson Dart playing in the first half. Jackson Dart did really good, and so did Shedeur Sanders last night. So those 2 rookies showed out. Right now it looks like the Jets are up 14-3 right now, and Justin Fields looked really good. Justin Fields looked amazing. Yeah, the Patriots smacked the Commanders, guys. 48-18. Unbelievable. Where are the Jets at? Jets are playing right now 14-3. I've got the game on in the background here. So, Travion Henderson, AK, was an absolute beast. Monster run. Monster kickoff return for 104 yards or something insane. Thoughts on Travis Hunter? I think he had 2 receptions for 9 yards. I didn't see anything on the defensive side. I was looking at the stats earlier. I didn't see anything for Travis on the defensive side, and he only had 2 receptions for like 9 yards, 4.5 average. Sadly, these won't count because it's preseason. Well, the thing is that a lot more teams are playing their starters right now, which is super freaking cool. Because I like to see the starters get out here. Justin Fields looks amazing. The Jets' first team offense looked really good. And they've got the running back, Allen, who looks absolutely amazing as well. to compliment Breece Hall. Maybe it's a new day in New York. I wish my homie Top Dog Coverage was on here because they're like huge Jets fans. And I wanted to share the good news. The Vikings played earlier today. Little play from J.J. McCarthy. He only played for a couple series. Had 30 yards passing, no touchdowns. Nothing really to see a whole lot there. But the Vikings did win that game 20-10. Guys, if you're just now joining the live, go ahead and tap that screen and share us out a little bit. I'm doing the same thing. Let's go ahead and see if we can get these comments popping. If we can get a good conversation going, we're going to keep it rocking and rolling. So hit those comments and let's talk football. You got questions about any games? Let me know. C's a Skull fan. I've got the actual results posted here, so you can see the final scores for the games that are in process. And if you have a question about any game that's going on right now, I have it up on my screen, and I'll definitely let you know the score. Even some stats if you'd like. Welcome in, guys. Welcome to the live. Covering all things NFL today. I have an early morning, but I wanted to pop in and say hi. Will you be live Saturday for the Bucks game? Yes, I will. Yeah, I will be live. I will do that. Yes. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. Thank you, Desiree. I don't think I'm going to hang out much either tonight. It's just dead. I'd rather just watch the game and just chill. So the comments ain't popping. I'm not staying. So been real, y'all. I'll be here for that because those are my two teams. I can't wait to see Emeka Buka. I can't wait to see him play with Baker Mayfield. All right, Desiree, you have a good one. I'm going to hop off too. All right, guys, well, ain't shit going on up in here, so unless y'all got something to say, I'm turning this damn thing off. The Steelers are still playing right now. Steelers 24, Jaguars 15, 14:56 left to go in the fourth. Guys, if you're hitting those comments, you want to hang out and talk football, then we can do that. But I need some comments. Why the Pats game not up there? Oh, I apologize. So the Patriots smacked the Commanders 48-18, y'all. You're welcome, Lisa. No problem. The truth likes the Bucks. Bengals-Lions Super Bowl this year. Burrow MVP. I'm not mad at that game day. I'm not mad at that at all. I like Burrow. Offensively, I don't think there's anybody else better right now. But, you know, he had 4,900 yards and 43 touchdowns last season. But the defense is always suspect. So that's the only thing that worries me about Cincinnati. They need to get Trey Hendricks in there ASAP. Jay's got the Ravens and the Eagles for the Super Bowl. They have to keep score. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to charge fans to watch. All right, so let me ask you this, guys, on a side note. Who do you guys got going to the Super Bowl this season? Early season picks, let's drop it in the comments. Jay says the Lions have a new OC, Bengal has no defense. Yeah, well, the Lions have a new OC and DC. Aaron Glenn's in New York, and Ben Johnson's in Chicago at the division rivalry. So there's that for the Lions. And yes, the Bengals do not have a defense, unfortunately. The truth got the Browns winning. L.A. Jackson's got the Ravens. Dino's got the Patriots 49ers. Nice hot take by Dino. Appreciate you, Dino. Patriots look good. I mean, you know, it's preseason. We can't really count everything, but they look pretty good. They look pretty good. Ravens versus the Bucks, if I'm being honest. Guys, I think that Baker Mayfield is going to be sneakily MVP quality this season. Emeka Buka, the rookie, is just crushing it in camp. What about the Niners? The Niners right now are beating the Broncos 9-3, second quarter with 11:31 left to go in the first half. Denver's got the ball, first and 10 on their own 45-yard line. Never trust again, says Lions and Falcons would have been a better game, but mad respect to the teams for what they did. Yeah, for real. I mean, that was You know, that was kind of tough to watch. That was tough to watch. I'm glad they just kind of folded it up for the game. That was but the young man is actually coherent. He is talking, moving a little bit, is the last update that I heard. The next games are tomorrow. I'm not going to be doing either one of the games tomorrow. It's the Dolphins and Bears. None of the Dolphins starters are playing. None of the Bears are playing. And then you got the Saints and the Chargers tomorrow. So first game's at 1, the second game's at 4. I'm just going to be posting content to my account, just reviewing all the games from that were played today and yesterday. So that's plenty for me to do tomorrow. I'm going to try to get all the game results up on the account. Jay's got the Saints. Spencer Radler, I guess, is looking like the guy in New Orleans right now. Spencer Radler for the Saints as the QB. And then they got Tyler Shook. What's up, Hayden? Yeah, PM me. Hit me up, bro. Hit me up. Any other questions that you guys have about any games, any stats that you guys want to go over? Does everybody know Shedeur Sanders' stats from last night? Everybody up to speed on how Shedeur Sanders did in his debut with the Browns last night? Spencer will outplay Baker at the end of the year. That's a hot take, Jay. You must be a big Saints fan, bro. Because I expect Baker Mayfield to literally cook his ass off this season. Mecca Buka, man, he's gonna be one of the top wide receivers in the league coming out as a rookie. Watch out for the Bucs, man. They're gonna have a scary offense this season. I've never been so high on Baker Mayfield, but I just have that feeling. I just have that gut feeling about Baker that he's gonna show out. Guys, hit these comments hard. The only way I'm staying on here is if we hit the comments. I want to interact with you guys. I want it to be interactive. Don't just stay here like a fly on the wall. Hit the comments. Let's talk about it. Ken says, gotta love delusional people. Radler outplaying Mayfield. Yeah, that was a wild take. That was a super wild take. I don't know about that one, fam. Yeah, we sweep the Panthers and the Falcons, and we get swept by the Bucks. That's a fair take. I don't think you're going to sweep the Panthers, though. Man, Jay, I don't think you're going to sweep the Falcons neither, homie. Just keeping it 100 with you, keeping it a buck, dog. I don't think that, no. Tech McMillan looked really good for the Carolina Panthers last night, y'all. Tech McMillan, the rookie for the Panthers, looked really great last night. Really good. Reich, what's going on? Welcome back, brother. Ken says, I'm just here hoping my Niners can stay healthy and see where the chips fall. So, Ken, that's kind of my issue with San Francisco right now, bro, is that, Brandon Ayuk is down for probably 6 to 8 weeks. They are hoping that Jawan Jennings, and then they brought in Robbie Chosen for wide receiver. I mean, they're so thin at receiver right now for the Niners. They need to pick up somebody else somewhere, somehow, some way. Watkins is going to be nice, Guerrero says. Should have never paid him. Dude, as soon as they paid Ayuk, and I had a bad feeling about that, and now Debo's gone. So thin at wide receiver. They're going to have to make some moves, but I do trust Kyle Shanahan to pull something out of the, pull a rabbit out of the hat before the season starts, but really, you'd like to get him into camp right now and start practicing with Brock Purdy so they can get some chemistry. Because right now, it's Robbie Chosen and Jawan Jennings that are going to carry the load for the Niners this season. Just gave Brock Purdy a huge bag. And now he kind of doesn't have anybody to throw the ball to. He's a little bit set up for failure. CMC also helps in the passing game. Look, CMC is going to have to do a lot. Okay, he's going to have to do a lot this year. And you got to hope that Trent Williams stays healthy. If Trent Williams can stay healthy, you guys got a chance with CMC. But he's going to have to go off, man. He's going to have to have like 110 on the ground and like 30-40 out of the backfield receiving. No Pats haters in here. Pats smacked the Commanders yesterday. Patriots smacked the Commanders 48-18, in case you weren't around. Jennings wants out. It's kind of a mess. It's kind of a mess in San Francisco. I don't like the fact that they lost Dre Greenlaw on the defense. I'm just really worried about them and their passing game, to be honest with you, for the Niners. Are the Colts going to flop this year? If I was a betting man, you're betting on Daniel Jones, because Anthony Richardson, who might as well be on the Madden cover, got hurt again. This time it's his pinky. Anthony Richardson is already hurt again. Just says Giants looking good. Jackson Dart had a very good game today. I don't know if you guys saw it, but Jackson Dart lit it up today. Ken likes the Debo trade to Washington. Yeah, I'm not mad. I think the 49ers will figure it out. I mean, CMC's just going to have to step it up this season. All right, so let's go over some of the scores right now. The Jaguars have pulled within two of the Steelers. 24-22, Pittsburgh over Jacksonville. 10:55 left in the fourth quarter. Steelers have the ball at their own 33. The Rams are all over the Cowboys right now in LA, 24-6. 13:03 left to go in the fourth quarter. Dallas has the ball, trailing by a 24-6 score. Over in Tampa Bay, the Bucs are playing the Titans. It's 13-7 right now, 4:32 left in the third quarter. Jets are up 17-3 over the Packers. Chiefs are up 14-10 over the Cardinals. 49ers are up 9-3 over the Broncos. Earlier today, the Giants beat the Bills 34-25. At the 4 o'clock game, the Vikings beat the Texans 20-10. Yesterday, the Ravens beat the Colts 24-16. Eagles beat the Bengals 34-27. Raiders and the Seahawks played yesterday, tied 23-23. I didn't see the 70-yard field goal, but I heard that there was a 70-yard field goal today from the Jaguars, I believe. If these guys start kicking 70-yard field goals, that's going to make the NFL wild this season. I couldn't believe when they started hitting 63 and 64-yarders last year. In case you guys missed the Browns game, the Browns beat the Panthers 30-10 last night. Shedeur Sanders shined in that one, 14 of 23. 138 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. The Patriots absolutely destroyed the Washington Commanders 48-18. Insane. Tomorrow the Bears and the Dolphins play, and the Chargers and the Saints play. Yeah, Southern, that was they're booting 70-yarders. That's crazy, bro. All right, guys, hit these comments. Let's keep the comments coming in. We got a lot of people in here, so I'm looking to talk ball. I can't talk ball without you guys interacting, so hit those comments and ask anything, but keep the comments coming. Let's figure it out. Saints tanking for Manning. I think the Saints are going to kind of tank, just to maybe tank. Probably would have been good for 73. Wow. Seahawks and the Chiefs next week. That's going to be a nice one. How do you guys think Sam Darnold's going to do with Seattle? How do you think he's going to do with Seattle this season? Sorry, the Patriots aren't on here. They beat the Commanders 48-18. Travion Henderson had like a 104-yard kickoff return for the Patriots. Look, if Sam Darnold can have the type of season in Seattle that he had with Minnesota, Seattle's got a very good defense. I mean, arguably just as good as the Vikings had last year, and they got some decent weapons. JSN's not a slouch. I mean, Darnold won't have Justin Jefferson as open as he was, but I don't know. Jordan Addison suspended for the Vikings for 3 games, by the way, for PED violation. I'm kind of surprised he got off with only 3 games. I don't know what it was all about, but I thought the suspensions were a little bit longer for violating the substance abuse policies, but Jordan Addison is suspended for the Vikings. He had a pretty decent game today. He was playing in preseason. He had 3 catches today. Thanks for the follow, Katie. Appreciate you. All right, guys, you want to keep rocking and rolling here, hit those comments. Let's have something to talk about. If you're not talking, I'm not talking, and I kind of run out of things to say after I give you all the scores and all the rundowns and all the other stuff. So please hit the comments, and let's talk some ball. If not, I'm going to let you guys go to have a good rest of your night, because I love doing this, but I don't like talking to myself. Rams all day, Rams fan in the house. Cam Little of Jacksonville kicked a 70-yarder. Yep. People sleep on the Niners because they lose players on D, but those guys played horrible. Robert Saleh being back on the Niners, I think, is a great move. What's up, Donald? How you doing, bro? How you doing, man? Watch SportsCenter to see a replay of the field goal. Yeah, man. Tomorrow, all I'm doing, Gunner, what's happening? Tomorrow, all I'm doing is watching all the replays from all the games. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to watch all of the games, and post the results to my page. So if you never go hit my page, hit the follow button, follow me, and definitely check out my content on the page. I'm always keeping you guys up to date. I try to post every game highlight for each game that happens. So tomorrow will be a busy game. I'll probably put 10 posts up tomorrow. Gunner said 14 to 10. Will beating the Cardinals. Yeah, so Patrick Mahomes had a touchdown pass in the first quarter. He played for one series. Chiefs are up 14 to 10 over the Cardinals. If you're just now joining us, Steelers 24, Jaguars 22 in the fourth. Rams all over the Cowboys 24 to 6, 11:08 in the fourth left. Buccaneers 13 to 7 over the Titans. Jets are all over the Packers right now, 17 to 3. Chiefs are up on the Cardinals 14 to 10. Kyler Murray had an interception when he was playing, so he threw a pick. 49ers have beaten the Broncos 9 to 6. Earlier, the Giants beat the Bills 34 to 25. Vikings beat the Texans 20 to 10. Ravens beat the Colts 24 to 16. Eagles 34-27. The only other one that I don't have posted on here was the Patriots and the Commanders. That was 48-18. Let me see if I can... you want to come up and join, Gunner? I ain't tripping, dude. Why not? Yeah. You want to talk some ball? If any of you other guys want to come join, let's do it. I'm kind of tired of talking, so I'm going to let you guys talk some ball. This is Gunner. Gunner, where are you from and who's your team? I'm going to let you guys talk some ball. This is Gunner. Gunner, where are you from and who's your team? Let's bring Gunner up and see what's
let's
cracking.
Let's go, Chiefs!
All right, let's go. Let's go. Chiefs fan in the building.
Yeah, and Christmas Day, Broncos, you have to be scared of us. And Thanksgiving, the Cowgirls, oh, easy.
Gunner, for some reason, I don't think like the Broncos are really scared this season. I think the Broncos.
See Bo Nix play today?
Bro, I think the Broncos are scary. How about that? I think the Broncos are scarier than they should be scared of Kansas City this
year.
They
could be the second in the AFC West. I would take it to them. You still can't beat the Chiefs at home.
Right on.
Because, see the Chiefs versus Broncos, they beat us one time.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that the Chiefs are going to sweep the Broncos this year?
It's going to be a close fight. I think Broncos can pull off.
I think it's at least a split.
It depends on how Patrick Mahomes is through the season.
Okay.
Like, if he's not injured, Patrick Mahomes is going to be Patrick Mahomes. I think the team to be scared about is the Eagles week 2.
Eagles week 2. Okay.
Sadly.
I got that game going not the same way that the Super Bowl went, but I have the result going the same way.
I didn't like the Super Bowl. It sucked.
I do think that the Eagles have a recipe against the Chiefs, and I don't know that there's been enough time that has passed since this big game in February of how Kansas City is going to come in and beat this Eagles team. I mean, they're basically running it back.
Yeah. I don't know how the Eagles are going to feel playing the Chiefs again. Saquon's going to be Saquon, probably trying to run all over us again. Mm-hmm. I need our defense to lock Saquon. And if we lock Saquon, we're good.
But then you got to worry about A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, bro. It's just this stacked team. And then they got Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
Man, dude, it's nasty. They got one of the best O-lines in the business. I mean, 4th and 1, you might as well just go ahead and move the chains. There's nobody stopping the brotherly shove. It's freaking insane.
Well, I think the NFL should ban it. I was with them banning it. It was, yeah. I think the brotherly shove, we have to get that down. Like, I think Andy Reid during that week is going to work on the brotherly shove defense during it.
Bro, the line is so big. I don't see how you stop it. Here's my thing. Right? Try not to let Philadelphia get into a 4th and 1. Right? So. Yeah. Try to keep them in a 4th and 3, a 4th and 4, or something where they're going to punt the ball. You know what I mean? If you let them get the 4th and 1s and you keep letting them get the 4th and 1s, and especially on the goal line, you know, 4th and goal, 3rd and goal, you already know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you guys want to join as a guest, guys, you're more than welcome to come up. Hit that guest request. We're just going to bring you guys up, let you guys talk some football. Gunnar, I appreciate you coming up today, man. Good luck with your Chiefs this season, and stay locked in, brother.
Yeah, I think week 1's going to be easy.
Okay, yeah, I don't hate that. All right, man, I'll talk to you later, Gunner. You have a good one for now, bro. We're going to bring up Lightning now. Lightning's coming in the house. Let's talk to Lightning. Who's your team? Lightning, what's going on, brother?
Not.
Who's your team?
Eagles.
All right. Congratulations on the Super Bowl last season.
Thank you, bro.
You guys going to run it back?
We'll see. It's going to be more harder because we have a more harder schedule.
Mm-hmm. I've looked at the schedule and...
It's not that bad. When you think about it, it's really not even that bad.
It's really not. I mean, if you kind of scratch the KC game off, because I do think that I just think that the Eagles match up with the Chiefs. I think that they're going to win that one again. I really do. And then you look at the other ones, you know, it's an easy path to a 13-4, 12-5 at the absolute 12-5,
worst. Yeah, like, well, the floor right there.
12-5 is the floor. You know, but you gotta factor in, you know, do the Commanders come out and cook like they did last season? I don't know right now.
I don't know neither, low key.
You know what I mean? Low key, I don't know if the Commanders are going to be as good. They did get Deebo Samuel, Terry McLaurin. That's a situation right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Cowboys, man. I don't know if they match up physically with the Eagles. I just don't see it. And then... You know, the Giants are going to be the sleeper team of your division, bro. Put me down on paper right now to say the Giants are going to surprise a lot of people this season.
Yeah, I don't know about that, buddy.
Dude, look. Russell Wilson.
He said, dude, look.
Look, the defense is going to be really good.
Bro, they got, like, the best D-line in the league. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
They got the best D-line in the league.
Yeah, and they've got Russell Wilson, and Jackson Dart looked great. So if the Russell Wilson experiment doesn't work out, watch out for Jackson Dart by week 6 or Jackson 7. Dart. But he looked really good today. Did you watch that game?
I didn't watch it yet. I need to.
Yeah, that game, Jackson Dart was really, really good. So,
did you watch the North Sanders? That boy was balling.
Dude, I did the game live last night.
That boy was balling.
We had a Shadur Sanders watch party last night. It was lit. It was lit, dude. It was so fun, man. We had a shit ton of people in here. It was really fun last night.
I know. I tell you, man. I think we're still gonna run it back though. It's gonna be well more harder though this time.
I mean, in my opinion, bro, they're absolutely the team to beat. Still to this very day, they're the team to beat.
Insane, bro, I swear.
Edward Scott says, as a Packers fan, five drops, a sloppy half. Yeah, I did not like what I saw out of the Packers. But look, Ed, it's preseason, bro. We don't have much to worry about. So sit back and watch the game. And
that's the thing, bro. I don't even watch preseason like that, bro. No one cares about it. Low-key.
I mean, the only reason I like to watch it, I don't particularly love seeing second, third, and fourth string players that are never going to actually hit the field play. But I really like watching the rookies. So I turn the games on to have the rookies that I want to see. So Shedeur Sanders was on.
Yeah, like only some of them. Like you're probably just going to see flipping Asangenti, Travis, who else? Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. That's really what people are going to really see.
Exactly. Who do you think should have won, the Raiders or the Hawks? I mean, it was a tie, bro. Broncos look sloppy, Keaton says. Don't put a whole lot of stock into it.
Broncos look sloppy. Yo.
Guys, nobody panic over what's happening today,
oh,
okay?
Oh, God, nobody panic, bro. This is the preseason game.
Yeah, because most of these players that are out here running around might not even be on the team when
they're
when,
not even starting, bro.
You know what I mean? They might not even be on the team. They might be on the practice squad or with a whole nother squad or playing in the CFL or bagging groceries. I don't know.
I know. Like, they're not even starting for real.
You know what I mean? Wow. So. All right, brother. Well, listen, good luck with your season. Bring the next guest up and definitely stay locked in. Are you following, bro?
No, I'm not following. I'm new here.
All right, hit the follow button. I'll follow you back. We'll stay locked in.
All right. Yeah, you got me. You got me.
All right, Lightning, I'll talk to you later, man. Have a good one, bro.
You have a good one too. God bless your heart.
Yeah, you too, man. Later. All right, guys. Hit those comments hard. Vikings aren't on here. I wasn't able to get to the game earlier. 20-10. Vikings were victorious today over the Texans. Start of the second half in New York. Story of the game between the Jets and the Packers is Justin Fields. Dude looked really good on his snaps that he had. Ran a 13-yard touchdown in. Pretty accurate with his passing. Over half of these guys are starters. Yeah, some of the teams are playing a lot of their starters, Keaton, and a lot of teams didn't play any of their starters. So just depends on which game that you're watching. For the Vikings, J.J. McCarthy had 30 yards today. They didn't really play him a whole lot, so... If you guys got any questions about some stats or anything, let me know. So I'll give this a couple more minutes. Not really a lot to talk about if you guys aren't commenting and giving us something to talk about or requesting to come join the live. If you'd like to join the live, come join the live, talk some ball, or we can call it a night. Give it about another 1 minute or so. Seattle is probably underestimated. Depends on the play of Sam Darnold, right? Like Allen Iverson would say, practice. We are talking about practice. Doesn't mean anything. I like that, Keith. If the comments are coming in, we'll keep the live rocking. If not, I'm going to call it a night, and we can do this another evening. Tomorrow I will be posting all of the game results for each game. So about 10 different posts are going to hit my account with all the highlights from each game, doing full game recaps. But guys, I'm not one to sit here and kind of beat a dead horse. The chat is dead. Nobody's talking. I appreciate you coming through. I am going to go do something else. Appreciate you guys showing up. If you haven't followed, follow. I will see y'all another time. Y'all have a great night. Peace out.